Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
There are some nights in your life that are very hard to forget. I had one of these nights approximately 20 years ago. I was a 17-year-old male, and I was planning on staying out all night with a couple of high school friends of mine. I'll call them Paul and Alex for now. All three of us had relatively strict parents who wouldn't want us out late, and at the time, there was a 1 a.m. curfew for people under 18 anyway. So Paul, Alex, and I decided to each pull the old trick of telling our parents that we were sleeping over at one another's house. We talked about how much fun it would be to have no set time to come home, and to be completely free for a night. I decided to be the driver. I had an old Camaro that was as souped up as I could possibly get it on a 17-year-old's salary. It was in good shape, and we figured it would be fun to mess around in on that particular night. Anyway, I picked up Paul and Alex. From what I could remember, it was around 10 o'clock at night, and we were off to see where the night would take us. We aimlessly drove around for a while. We stopped for some food, and cruised around the local area until we started to get bored. The night seemed longer than we anticipated. Eventually, we decided it would be fun to drive to a neighboring state's tourist area, and we then drove 45 minutes or so till we got there. I don't recall too much going on at the time we arrived. It was probably 2 in the morning by then. Come around 3 o'clock and we were again starting to get bored, but that wouldn't last long. We were driving down an unlit street. Other than the illumination from my headlights, and the dim lights from houses or businesses that were set far from the street, it was complete darkness. There were lines of parked cars on both sides of the congested area, and that's when I noticed one had pulled out of a parking space behind me and was now following me. The car had no lights on and was slowly getting closer to my bumper. Alex and Paul were constantly looking back at the vehicle. I remember all of us asking each other what we thought was happening. Keep in mind, we were naive 17-year-olds back then. But as I looked into my rearview mirror, I noticed there were actually two vehicles tailing us, one behind the other. We had no cell phones back then, but luckily I had an eager engine, and I wasn't afraid to make use of it. We all agreed it would be best to try to make it to the highway to see if we could lose them. Before we knew it, the car right behind us started putting his lights on, then off, and then on again. He tried to bump us on a few occasions, which forced us to start blowing through stop signs and lights. We were now on a large main highway, both vehicles still following us. One of them was side by side with us for a moment, and I remember looking over, and me and the driver locked eyes for a moment. The guy just smiled at me. His face genuinely disturbed me. Meanwhile, the other car was right behind us and pushing us to speeds of around 90 miles an hour. They were both clearly trying to hit my car, one from the back and the other from the side. I then punched the gas somewhere around 100 miles an hour, in a speed limit zone close to half that. We were able to get a few car lengths ahead of them, when we passed by two police cars side by side. One of them immediately pulled out with his lights on. This was the only time in my life I've ever been relieved to get pulled over. As I was coming to a stop, I looked behind us, and noticed the two vehicles that were following us practically vanished. There was only the patrol vehicle. When the officer came to my window, I told him everything. He was in the middle of telling us we were breaking our curfew, when one of the cars sped by us. I frantically told the officer that was one of the cars, and he radioed another officer, who was able to pull him over further down the road. A short while later, the officer that pulled us over would inform us that we were right, and that the guys following us were known carjackers in the area, and were both caught and currently being arrested. He then issued me a speeding ticket, and told us we should have just pulled over and locked the doors and windows. But, at least the way I see it, I much rather would have gotten a speeding ticket than my car stolen.
My name is Mike, and I'm here to share a story involving a very dangerous and scary situation I went through just the other night on my way to my girl's house. I'm not doing this to cause fear in other members of the sub. I only want to make you all aware of the dangers of driving alone at night, especially when no one else is around. Like I said at the time I had this encounter, I was on the road to my girlfriend's place about 20 miles from mine. Most of the area I had to drive through was heavily developed, However, there's a stretch of roughly 5 miles that is probably just as rough as it was when people settled in the area just after the Civil War. It doesn't really matter how long it's been this way. I'm only attempting to convey the idea that it's completely undeveloped to you. I sometimes get too wrapped up in the history of the area and ramble on about it. I'm sorry about that, and I promise I'll do my best to be brief as possible when giving you the facts of what led up to this occurrence. Regardless of the history of that road, there are no business or houses along that stretch of road, mainly just open fields and woods. Not to mention, at the time of night when I usually am going back and forth on the highway, there are little, if any, cars on that particular stretch. It's usually a quiet and enjoyable part to drive on, and the entire time I've traveled on it, which has to have been hundreds, I never imagined that anything scary or violent could happen to me. Man, was I wrong. That night I'd clocked out just after midnight and sent my girl a quick text to let her know I was on my way. The plan was to spend the night at her place, so after a stop to get gas, I hit the road. That late in the evening, I didn't see many cars going my direction, so I floored it in hopes to get to her house fast. However, just in a matter of minutes, I came up behind two cars driving next to each other at a slow speed. I'm not sure what they were doing, and I didn't care. I just wanted one of them to get out of my way so I could continue on my journey. In my haste, I honked at the car ahead of me in the passing lane. I'm not an idiot, I didn't lean on it. I just gave them a sort of beep to announce my presence. To my relief, the car sped up and moved over in front of the other car to allow me to pass. I was thankful to them for doing this, so I gave them a little kind wave. You know, the kind you give to a passing neighbor. Eager to get to my destination, I floored the gas again, but before I could even get 20 feet down the road, the car behind me turned on his brights and blinded me. This made me mad, but I flipped up my rearview mirror and tried to ignore it. If being blinded wasn't bad enough, the driver crossed the line to dangerous. Out of nowhere, I was rammed in the rear and almost lost control of my car. I realized then that I was in big trouble. There didn't seem to be any way to get out of this other than to outrun them, so I put the pedal all the way to the floor and prayed I could get away. Before I could gain enough speed, I was rammed again, this time much harder. My head was thrusted forward and back by the collision. The pain came almost immediately. Thankfully, I was able to pull away and leave the other car behind, but I could still see them about 60 yards in the distance trying to catch me. This was the moment I was saved. Most people wouldn't look forward to being caught speeding, but in the circumstances, I was relieved. I just lost sight of the car in my mirror when everything was lit up with blue and red colors. Overjoyed, I quickly pulled my car over and got out to greet the cop. He was a little nervous when I jumped out of the car, but soon enough I was able to get him to understand what I was doing. When he shined his flashlight on the back of my car, we would see the damage, and it was bad. Of course, both of my taillights were busted and the rear clip was crumpled up like an accordion. I told them what had just happened, and he had me follow him up the road to file a more in-depth report. He told me he'd do his best, but the odds that they'd find the driver were low, and that's what I figured when I made the report. I was just relieved to be alive and out of danger. My neck was still hurting, so my next stop was the emergency room. I called my girl from the waiting room, and she almost had a heart attack when I told her what had happened. She soon met me there, and she made me let her follow me on the drive to her house. Like I expected, I had whiplash. All they could do was give me some prescriptions and tell me to come back if the pain got worse. Despite the sore neck, by the time I finally made it back to her house, I fell asleep instantly. Since then, I've had my girlfriend stay over at my place, and as far as I know, the cops haven't caught the driver. Like I said, I'm not telling you guys this story to scare you. I'm sharing it to remind you to be careful on the road at night and always be mindful of the way you treat other drivers. Just because you don't intend to make them angry doesn't mean they won't get mad.
I'm 23 and live in a semi-rural area. There's not really much to do on weekends, so every once in a while I'll go meet up with a couple of friends in the nearest city, which is maybe a 45-minute drive. This weekend, I decided to do exactly that. I left around 6 p.m. and stayed in town till around midnight. Everything was normal until about 5 minutes into my drive back home. Now, something that needs to be mentioned is I'm not a night owl by any means. So, needless to say, midnight felt pretty late to me. I'll admit I was tired. In all honesty, the only thing on my mind was getting home so I could go to bed. Anyway, I'm driving on the highway, doing my best to keep myself awake, when I see some man in the middle of the road running towards my car waving their arms around. Mind you, I'm going around 70 miles an hour at this point. But somehow, I was able to see the guy in time to slam on the brakes and come to a stop on the shoulder of the road before hitting him. I laid on the horn in frustration, completely unaware at this point how odd it was for a man to be out in the highway in the middle of the night. It wasn't until the guy looked directly at the driver's side window and started walking toward my car did I suddenly realize how bizarre and possibly dangerous the whole situation was. The guy was somewhere around 30 years old and profusely sweating. He looked incredibly panicked, and when I rolled down my window, he explained to me that he needed a ride home while simultaneously attempting to open the locked passenger side door. I asked him where he was going, or where he was even coming from. And to this he explained to me that if I let him in the car, he would tell me. Everything about the whole encounter was off, and so for my own safety, I ultimately decided I wasn't going to give this guy a ride. I told him this, but didn't want to just strand the guy, so I asked him if there was anyone he knew that I could call to come pick him up. In response to this, the guy started crying and full on banging on my car in frustration. And at that, I sped away. Looking in my rearview mirror, I noticed the guy attempting to chase my car, but quickly fading into the distance. After maybe 5 minutes, I called 911 to report the guy. I informed the operator that somebody had been running in the middle of the highway. I also gave his description and explained how he had begged me for a ride, and when I drove away, started chasing me. The next morning, I called the police department for a follow-up to my call, and it turns out the officer who responded to it found the guy. Apparently he was found again running in the middle of the road. What disturbs me most is the fact that the guy was identified to be responsible for an armed robbery of a nearby gas station just 30 minutes before my encounter with him. I'm pretty confident that at the time the guy was under the influence of something. I mean, I've never seen somebody act like that. Thinking back on the whole experience makes me wonder what this guy really had planned if I had let him in my car, especially considering he was armed. This happened during the holiday season of 2014. Back then, I was in college, and because the campus was so close to my parents' home, I just lived with them to save money on rent. Ever since I was a kid, every holiday season, my parents would take our family on a 2-hour drive to the next state over to see extended family. Their plan was to leave Friday morning, but because I had school, I had to drive myself down later that night, and that's what I ended up doing. I'd say it was around 8 p.m. when I left, so at that time of year, almost completely dark outside. Anyway, I was driving down the highway, which should be noted was almost completely dead. There wasn't much for civilization on the route I was taking. I remember going for around an hour, when my car started making weird noises. I honestly just tried to ignore it, as I mean the car was old, so it would occasionally do that. But eventually it started slowing down. I literally put the pedal to the floor, but it didn't do anything. That's when my heart dropped, realizing I was out of gas. I meant to fill up on my way back from school, but completely forgot. And like a lot of other things on the car, the gas light was broken, so I had no reminder. Only about a 20-minute walk away was a small town that I knew for a fact had a 24-hour gas station, so I guess things could have been worse. I started my walk, and when I finally made it there, I quickly bought a container, filled it up, and started walking back. Fast forward another 20-minute walk, and I made it back to my car. I filled it up and got inside. But right as I started my car, the headlights revealed some man maybe 50 feet in front of me. Like, no car, just this guy that came from the exact same direction as I had only a couple minutes ago. When he got to my car, he started making a hand signal to tell me to roll down my window. Now, my first instinct was to drive off, but he was leaning on the front hood of my car, and I didn't want to hurt the dude. So, I rolled down my window only an inch to hear what he had to say, and possibly get him to move just enough for me to drive off without hitting him. But no, he stayed right on my car. He then asked me if I could give him a ride, as his car had broken down just up the road. But I knew for a fact this was most likely a lie. I had just walked from that direction, and I didn't see any broken down car, I responded, saying,
Sorry, dude. I gotta get going.
There was silence for a bit, until the guy went on about feeling tired, and if I could at least give him a water or something. I told him sure, and reached over to my glove box where I keep extra waters. Like I expected, he moved closer to my window, and now off my car. Figuring this might be my only opportunity to get away, I hit the gas and sped out of there. As I was pulling away, I heard an ear-deafening scraping sound on the side of my car. Along with this, the guy started chasing my car for a bit until giving up. Most disturbing, though, was the fact that nowhere on the side of the road was a broken-down car. I firmly believe that man had followed me on my walk from the gas station back to my own car. When I finally made it to my cousin's house, I got out and noticed the entire side of my car had been scraped by what looked like a knife or some sort of sharp object. Ultimately, I reported the incident to the police. But as far as I know, nothing ever came of it.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.